I took quite some time to write this record. I really felt like I didn't want to be on this kind of hamster wheel of like write a record, record a record, go on tour, write a record, record, go on tour. I just wanted to sort of step back and see what I really wanted to do and give myself time to write. And yeah, so it took me, I guess, 3 years of writing. And then in February this year, I went to San Francisco and I recorded with a producer called John Vanderslice. And he has a studio in San Francisco called Tiny Telephone, and they work only analog, like all on tape. Really amazing studios. Beautiful gear and stuff, which is not like usually my thing. Like, I'm not a nerd about gear at all. But it was not really about, like, oh, it does sound beautiful, but it wasn't really about that as much as about the process of working, because he was very strict. Like, I was only allowed to record everything once, basically. Even the singing, unless it was like a really big mistake or something. But even some really big mistakes, he was like, cool. And then, like, I'm like, what? Can I listen to it? No. So it was very challenging for me to let go. Kind of a control freak, but I just had to embrace it, and it was a very cool experience. And I think it's the best record I ever made. It's, you know, it's got a lot of good energy, and it's really more raw. There are a lot of analog synths on it, but it's also very stripped down. And yeah, it's coming out only in February, because I'm also making a movie. I'm shooting it in 2 weeks' time in London. Yeah, so that's gonna go with the record, and that's why it's all taking so long.
Talking about the movie, so will it be connected to the record, or is it a different project?
No, so it is connected. Rob, he's the director, he made a couple of music videos for Dear Reader already. And he and I talked about, like, you know, instead of making a couple of music videos for a record, why don't we make a film? So we already started talking about that, like, in 2013 or early 2014, like right after Rivonia was done. And we've really been working on it for a really long time. So he had like the demos of the songs when they were just like me, like recording on my phone, you know, when it was just like an idea. So it's really kind of grown together. But the film isn't about necessarily what the songs are about, but they are, yeah, intertwined, and it will all be featuring the music from the record. But like a film, like a narrative film, just told with pictures and music mostly. Yeah.
my question would have been, if you could choose the cast of your dreams for a movie, who would it be?
Oh, that's a cool question. I've always been a big Adrian Brody fan. He's got a really weird face, in a good way. So we could have old Adrian in there. Meryl Streep is cool. She's the coolest. That's a really good question. Shit, you've got me a bit stumped right now. Yeah, I don't know.
It's something. You found it with crowdfunding. Would you say this is a good way to achieve money for a project? Did it work out good?
Yeah, we're not quite done. We still have like 10 days and we're almost done. We have like 91% of the money. So for me, it's been really great and super encouraging to know that people would like invest money in something like that. I think it's really personal. I really like it. You know, some of the prizes, like the rewards, if you donate, are really like to have a, you know, like a lesson with me, a singing lesson or a songwriting workshop, like, lesson, or to come be in the movie, or, you know, like, I think, or I will send people demos of the songs before, like, I went to the studio. And so in some way it's actually very personal, and it's like super cool actually to have that kind of closer connection to people who listen to Dear Reader. So yeah, I think it's lovely. I would love to do it again, actually.
Could this also be an alternative to record labels?
Yeah, I mean, I must say I'm like extremely happy with my record label, but and I'm really lucky with them. But at the same time, like, people don't really buy music anymore. And they, you know, if people don't buy music, then the record labels don't make money, and then they can't spend money on bands to make music. So it seems like, and I don't see how you can really fight the trend, you know. It's like, doesn't make sense to sort of stick your feet in the ground and be like, no, it used to be like this. Like, that's also stupid. So I guess crowdfunding is sort of some kind of new way. But you already have to have fan base, obviously, for crowdfunding to work. So for newer bands, I don't know, I guess you just have to, but it's the same. If, you know, new bands don't get record labels necessarily either. So yeah, it could be a thing. I think people like it. I think they like the personal sort of connection to a project. I'm sure, you know, it's better to like be part of the whole process of making a record, and then it comes out and you're like, I was part of that, than just to like get it. So maybe, yeah, maybe.
You're living in Berlin for some years now. Why did you choose it to live there?
I've been living there for 6 years. And I moved there because City Slang, the record label, is based there. So we were coming over a lot to play shows in Europe. And yeah, after like 5 big tours, then I decided to apply for the visa. And yeah, I mean, those were the only people I knew in Germany. So I moved there where they were. I mean, obviously, most people move to Berlin with like great intent. Like, I must move to Berlin. I just kind of got lucky. I mean, it's a good place to live as an artist. It's cheap, although it's getting more expensive. And there are a lot of expats there, which I think is, expat is a shitty word, foreigners, like me. So that's good. You don't feel alone as a foreigner. There are lots of other foreigners. Yeah, so I mean, I really appreciate Berlin. I don't have this crazy hype about it like some people do, but it's a good city.
But it's still good to live there as an artist.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good city as an artist. I mean, I'd say there are probably some other place, maybe like Leipzig is also a good place. I have quite a lot of friends in Leipzig, and sometimes I think it might be nice to live in a place where you kind of, it's a little smaller and you know the scene better. I think Berlin is so big, it's sometimes crazy. You know there are a lot of musicians in Berlin, but you don't meet them necessarily, unless you're like in a scene, like, a, you know, some of my friends, maybe they play like klezmer music, then of course they know all the people who play klezmer music. But I only play in Berlin like once in a cycle, maybe twice or something, so it's kind of strange that I don't know the people that maybe, but I do know quite a lot of musicians.
And in general, how is it making a living as an indie artist in Germany? Would you say it's everything fine, or could it be better?
I mean, for me, it's like the only way I could be an artist. I mean, in South Africa, there's no way I could do this music and like make a living. Like, that's just not gonna happen. So that's actually part of why I moved to Germany. And I think there's a lot of support here for art. I think there's a lot of appreciation for culture in general. I mean, I got a grant, you know, from the Berlin Senate. That's partly what's funding this film. So I can't complain. I mean, it's not always easy to make money, that's for sure. Like, yeah, that's being a musician, that's being an artist, that's being self-employed. I think that's the same everywhere. And in Germany, it's probably one of the best places to be. Maybe in Scandinavia, it's easier or something. But I have this opinion also that this could be, sometimes you have to struggle. Like, I think it's also important. It can be bad if everything is too easy, you know? Like, it's good to sometimes have to fight for your art. So there's a good to have a balance, I think, of support and struggle.
Talking about South Africa, if you ask people here about South African music, I guess everybody will tell you Die Antwoord.
Yeah.
But would you say they represent the South African music scene well, or how can I imagine it?
Yeah, so that's like one of the first questions people ever ask me if they find out I'm South African. Do you know the antwoord? No, they're not representative of the South African music scene. I mean, I have won a couple of SAMA awards. I'm not telling you this to brag, it's just a good example. When you go to these awards, it's like the Grammys of South Africa. It like kind of hits you how small like the sort of English independent like music scene is in this like whole scheme of things, you know. Like there really are huge superstars in South Africa, but they play gospel music or kwaito, you know, or Afrikaans music, which just sound kind of like schlager or whatever. But then, you know, it's like here, it's it's not like here, it's even more like of a minority thing like there, of course. And that's right, I mean, white people are like less than 10% of the population in South Africa, so of course it makes sense people want to listen to music in their language and from their culture. So yeah, I mean, Die Antwoord is not representative of South African music scene, but they're also not, I mean, they're really like unique in the whole world. So
that's true. Well, then a typical festival question. Do you prefer playing for people that know you, or is it more challenging to play for people that haven't seen you, never before?
I mean, of course, it's really nice to play for people who know you, but I do enjoy that challenge, like that feeling of like, oh, well, now you really got to pull out all the stops and kind of show them what you've got, you know? It can be really, really good. I find festivals stressful. I'm quite a neurotic person, so the whole sort of like quick change over the stage, and then there are always like technical problems and stuff. That stuff kind of always freaks me out. But I like playing. I mean, if they're listening, obviously it's horrible if you're playing for people who don't know you and they're talking. Then I, you know, want it.
Or extremely drunk.
Right. Or extremely drunk. Definitely not a favorite.
Okay, to the end, is there, well, something left you want to tell the listeners, what they should think about?
No.
Okay.